Sales of e-cigarettes are rising amid a big push by tobacco companies. MarketWatch is reporting that America's number three cigarette maker, Lorillard, which acquired an e-cigarette brand last year, saw blue e-cigs boost the company's second quarter profits by 10%. But there's debate as to whether the devices are harmful or helpful. Elaine Keller is the president of CASA, Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives Association, a nonprofit clearinghouse for information about alternatives to smoking.
The main virtue of electronic cigarettes is the fact that so many smokers have found it to be an acceptable substitute for sucking smoke into their lungs from burning cigarettes. There's a growing body of evidence that shows that it can be very useful for that purpose. Then you have the other effects, the fact that people who are using an e-cigarette are not throwing cigarette butts down on the ground, so there's less litter. Since nothing is set on fire, the fire hazard is reduced greatly as well. There's also no secondhand smoke. Vapor is not smoke. Vapor doesn't contain the chemicals in it that cause the lung disease and cancer and cardiovascular disease that's associated with smoking. It may or may not contain nicotine, but nicotine does not cause these diseases. It's the other elements in the smoke.
Nevertheless, the long-term health effects of e-cigarettes are unknown. Don DeStasio is the executive vice president of the American Cancer Society Eastern Division.
We're concerned anytime you put something in your mouth, and I suppose one could make a case it's better, but we would just rather not see those kind of products exist. And who knows? Who knows in 5 years what is going to be demonstrated in some studies? This is kind of new. And again, we would just rather move away from people inhaling anything.
Capital District Tobacco-Free Coalition Director Judy Reitmeier is among those who fear the devices will introduce and encourage smoking among children and possibly lead to future use of tobacco products.
They give the impression, even if people isn't smoking, you know, they're given the impression that someone's smoking. And so it continues that perception that people are smoking. And when our youth see that, they may be more likely to smoke.
Electronic cigarettes are not included in the standing definition of smoking in the New York State Clean Indoor Air Act, the 10th anniversary of which is being celebrated this month. State Health Department Executive Deputy Health Commissioner Sue Kelly agrees that e-cigarettes could lead people toward traditional cigarettes.
E-cigarettes actually, again, make smoking, the act of smoking, attractive to people and may, again, lead to people taking up the habit of actually initiating real smoking behaviors.
Any plans at the health department for countering that?
We have implemented a new prevention agenda covering the years 2013 to 2017. And efforts to really ban smoking and discourage smoking is really are at the heart of our prevention agenda.
While the state of Massachusetts hasn't taken any steps to regulate e-cigarettes, the city of Boston passed regulations in 2011 equating e-cigarettes to tobacco products, restricting sales to adults only, and banning their use in the workplace. A handful of states have prohibited sales to minors, while others have barred e-smokers from using the devices in public places. The Federal Food and Drug Administration is reportedly leaning toward inclusion of e-cigarettes under tobacco product regulations, but has yet to issue any specific rules. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.